You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Profit doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. Let's dig in. Today on the Profit Connections Podcast, I have an amazing guest. She is absolutely great at everything. And she has become an expert. Oh, stop shaking your head. She has become an expert in an area that is blowing up and people maybe just don't know how to harness all of this power. And Lisa has learned to harness all this power. So let me, hello, Lisa. I won't let you say hello.
Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm going to read you Lisa's bio so that you can get a really good idea of exactly what she does, and then we will jump in. And so Lisa M. Brewer is a business architect and AI strategist who helps coaches, consultants, healers, and service-based professionals stop committing random acts of AI and start building a business that actually works. Lisa believes that AI doesn't build businesses, people do. And when the right foundation is in place, AI becomes the most powerful thing a business owner has ever had access to. She recognized a pattern that nobody in the AI space was talking about. People were deploying AI into businesses that weren't fully designed for it and weren't getting the results that they thought that they would. I am so excited to talk about this today, Lisa. I have had lots of people come on and talk about AI, and the perspective that you're coming from is the perspective of, yay, we've got all these toys. Now, how can I make money with them?
Yes, and I'm excited to be here to talk about this as well, because you know, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm sure there's plenty of us out there. And we love a good movement, don't we? We love a good, like, we're, you know, rebels with a cause and without a cause, we'll just do whatever. So I have felt that while AI is great, because I've also been like a super tech girl. And listen, especially us elder millennials, Gen Xers, we've gone through so many different levels of technology. And we've seen how it's helped us. We've seen how it's become a crutch. We've seen all these different things. But for me, AI is not the mass savior in the way that we want to like act like it is right now, or the way it's being touted. And I love the fact that I can do what used to take me weeks for a client, like market research and things like that, now it takes me a few minutes. What I also find, though, is that we're committing these random acts of AI. And what are random acts of AI? We used to talk about throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. That's what random acts of AI are. So I come across so many people, and I did this for so long, where I'd read on X, or I'd read on Instagram, or I'd read somewhere, I'd be like, oh, this is the best prompt ever. It's gonna like solve all my marketing problems, or there's seven successive prompts I gotta put into Chat or Perplexity or whatever. And I would do all this stuff. And just like when we were going from free webinar to free webinar to this to that, and just kind of grabbing all of this information from great coaches and great mentors and great teachers, but it was too many different cooks in the kitchen. And so we could never come up with one actual straightforward plan on how we were going to execute and create, grow and scale our businesses. And that's what random acts of AI do.
Yeah.
It's you're throwing
while you're talking about that, I'm seeing myself do that. I'm seeing other people do that. And people are out there like, oh yeah, here, just use this prompt and it's going to solve that problem. And And then we believe it and we take it and then we go down the rabbit hole and without, you know, we without having, I love that in your intro or in your bio, you use the word foundation because that's what I love. I'm all about foundations and having a clear foundation and a plan as opposed to, oh my gosh, I have this thing. Let me just go in and piecemeal do this thing, or I saw that great prompt. So I loved all of that.
And it is really all about the foundation that we're building upon, because what we do when we all those prompts are great and they do different things and they accomplish different things for us. The problem is that if you don't have a clear path on what you want your output to be, then you're going to get garbage, right? So it's garbage in, garbage out. Us old school coders will remember that. Garbage in, garbage out. You've heard it before. But it's the same thing. And it's not that what you're presenting is garbage, it's that there's no real foundation, no real structure. So all the AI, all the LLMs, right? Large language models, all these things, all they can do is take what you give them and then come up with an output that they think that you want.
Right.
And if
Yeah.
you don't have a clear idea of where you're going and how you kind of want to get there, and more importantly, how your client wants to achieve that transformation, then it's just going to be random acts of AI.
Yeah.
And every other week, you're going to be changing your branding and everything. Like, that doesn't work.
I love that you said that piece because what I found out about AI is that it will just come up with, it will rewrite everything every time you ask. You write, ask it the same question every time. It will rewrite it, the answer differently every single time. It doesn't retain that. And I was telling you the other day that I was brainstorming with the AI, and it went off on a completely different topic, and I kept trying to pull it back to the topic, and I had to ask it like three times because I didn't have the parameters around it because it was brainstorming. It didn't have the parameters, so it took like three times as long to get where I needed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And that even happens to me. So, oh gosh, how long has chat been out? I feel like it's been over 3 years now, probably close to four. And at first, when it first came out, it was like this, like crazy, like cool, like you had to be a part of the cool kids club to get in there. And now with there being five or six different ones, now what we find out is that I and me personally, I will go down a rabbit hole, and it can be a deep one, or it can be a series of rabbit trails that go off cliffs. Like, it is just intense, right?
Yeah, I like to call those side quests.
That's much better. I like the side quests rather than going off random cliffs all the time.
I'll keep this for later.
Yeah, exactly. So when we have these side quests or when we have these ideas, right, this large language model is just designed to help us work through all of that stuff. Okay. It's not it and it really wants to help us investigate all of this all at one time. The key though is to you set things up at the outset. Okay. So just like we have, you should have file folders and email folders and all this, right? We need to have these projects in every platform that we're using. And you can set the parameters of the project. So it really is going to be very helpful for you to create a Word document or a Google Doc that then you kind of upload into the project files to say, this is what this project is for. These are the rules of engagement. And you'll develop those rules of engagement from the very beginning. I would just recommend that everybody, I don't care if you've been in business for 1 year, for 1 month, or 11 years. I don't care. What I want you to do is I want you to sit down with your language model of choice and go through and really talk about your business with it and say, now, today, in 2026, at the time of this recording, who is my real ideal client? Because that ideal client could have changed. Or this has been my ideal client. What are the current issues for that ideal client? What do we project that? What are the trends? I want you to get all of that down so you can put that in your project files. That way, you're always referencing back to the project files, and it'll be a lot easier for you to come back to center when you're creating all of these new wonderful programs or funnels, or you're just trying to figure out whether or not you should implement AI onto your website or not. So, it's all these things. I want you to stay in there so you're not going so far off on the side quest, at least not right away.
And when you talk about rules of engagement, I think that's a really good, it's a good visual for me that I know, okay, this is exactly what I want, and this is the box. Try to stay in
Yes.
the box. Just set
Yes.
my microphone dancing. I guess that means I get to dance too. So talk what, okay, so let's get specific. I have a briefly, high level. I have a marketing campaign that I want to run through the AI, and the rules of engagement that I need to make sure are in there are like, talk me through a couple of steps of that process.
Yeah. So I would make sure, first of all, to tell it at the outset, my ideal client, my mission, the services I'm providing or the transformation that I am assisting my ideal client to do, to experience. And then I typically ask, I even still do this now, I ask, do you remember all that? Or do I need to go grab it?
I've done that too. Do you have enough information to answer this question? Oh, and my favorite thing, sorry, I know that. But
Yeah.
one of my favorite things to do is when I'm done, like with the question, do you need anything else? Because sometimes I'm only giving a little pieces of breadcrumbs because I think it already knows.
Yeah. I do that as well. Now, to help us with this, though, this is my recommendation. I would take the time to, again, whatever platform you're using, and hey, you and that platform take maybe a half hour, maybe an hour. I don't know how long it's going to take. Create a brand positioning document. A brand
Brand
positioning
positioning document.
document.
I love that.
So what that brand positioning document is going to have, it's going to have your goal, your vision, your mission, your ideal client, the demographics, the characteristics, what is the transformation or service you're providing, your brand colors, all of that contained in one document.
One
And
document.
also,
Can that be a Word document that you upload?
yes,
Okay.
yes. I created it one of I and I updated about every 6 months just to make sure, but if things have changed a little bit. But what we do then with that brand positioning document, and it's kind of interesting to hear the large language model repeat back to you how it views your business. It is the best cheerleader you're ever going to create. You're really going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm amazing, because you are amazing. That's me. But you are amazing. And so let it create this document for you and then download it, keep it on your hard drive, keep it on your phone, wherever this is. Every time you get ready to do a new marketing campaign, go grab that document and attach it. It doesn't hurt. That way, you're sure it has all the information it needs in order to properly execute that marketing, right? That marketing campaign. Also, always tell it to execute marketing campaigns that are similar to, I wouldn't say award-winning, but highly successful campaigns for competitors in your area. Whether they're a Tony Robbins or I don't care, a Marie Forleo, it doesn't matter to me. That's fine. But let it look at what's working and someone that you really like and that you enjoy their marketing, because your market's going to enjoy their marketing if you do.
Right. Oh, that's such a salient point, because sometimes I would be, and I think other business owners would be like, oh, Joe Smith is so popular right now. But if you don't, like, you just ask it to model Joe Smith, but that's not you at all. And you're like, Joe Smith is great. Nothing wrong with Joe Smith, but that's not my style. That's not me. That's not how I talk. That's not what my market is used to and what they want to hear. And the piece about, you're not ethically stealing. Like, go out and look what the, you know, what this person is doing. I resonate with them. My market would resonate with them. And it and the powerful thing is it can go out and look at it in seconds and come back and be like, ah, okay, this is what they're doing that's working. And that's really important, I think, sometimes with the AI, because sometimes it will just lean on its own understanding. So if you can be specific and go, hey, go look at this website or go look at this marketing and, you know, pull out the stuff that matches me. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't be afraid to do that. And don't be afraid to experiment with new things, with new ways of talking, right? With new phrases. Like, this is why I do check out what my ideal client is doing, saying what is top of mind for them. Because this, everybody's got to remember, the marketing isn't for us. Your business actually isn't for you. It's for your clients. So if you don't keep that top of mind and who you're here to serve and how you're here to serve them, I don't care if you're a plumber or you're a psychiatrist, you are here to serve your client. What do they most need from you? What are they looking for most from you? Let that be your foundation, okay? And not the other way around, like the latest and greatest, whatever, type of program, or I don't care, whatever it is. Don't let that be your foundation. Let you, your purpose, your vision, your mission, and how you best work, let that be your foundation.
That's exactly what we need to hear, because I know a lot of times we'll get caught up in so and so just did something and oh, I want to do that. It's like that shiny object. And yes, go do that and make it you. And make it you and them, like, 'cause it is for them. So what are they going to resonate with? And then make it your voice.
Yes,
So, yeah.
absolutely.
And when
Absolutely.
you can be that specific, when you have those rules of engagement, and when you have, you know, put the box around what you're creating for your large language model, that's going to be so much more efficient, and it's going to get you further towards where you want to go. And we didn't really talk about this, Lisa, but I know that you are, you know, where are we going? We kind of just have to decide that first, as opposed to, oh, I need to answer this question. I need to do this. I need to do that. That was what you were talking about in the beginning, having a plan to get where
Yeah.
you're going.
So for me, I think this is maintaining the humanity, right? Like, I get it that AI, I mean, everybody's talking about AI is coming from you for your job. AI is coming for this. AI is coming for that. Yeah. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The fact that I can create like 30 days of content in like at least the outline within like 30 minutes, it's pretty, yeah, it's great, right? The thing that AI is never going to be able to replace is A, human to human contact, and B, human wisdom. So when I say create a foundation, I want you to think about you as a human being. How would you want someone, if you were the client, how would you want you to interact with them, right? Well, you like, because you actually, and I know this might sound weird, but especially with consultants and coaches and healers, we are our ideal client. We were them once upon a time. And so now we got to go back and remember when that was the case, when I was that person, what did I most need? What did I most want? What was I looking for? But then taking that and saying, in the current frame of time right now, what would that be? That's the foundation that you build everything on. And then also be very realistic about how much time you have, how you like to work. And you might have to just kind of like figure it out as you go along a little bit. You might think that you want to teach and do like a lot of one-on-one intensive stuff, but you might find out that's not your thing. That you would much rather create a series of courses, or what have you, and you're not that much of a people person. You might think find that you want to create an app or whatever like that. I don't know, but you investigate it, try it, but the foundation always has to be, this is who I serve, how I serve them, what transformation or service I'm providing for them, and then how do we actually monetize that, right? And know and keep that foundation. That way, any the revenue has a place to land. It has a place to be stored. You know, there's different in different spiritual practices, it'll talk about having a storehouse to receive or having a container for blessings to flow into or flow through. If you've not built a container, then there's nowhere for it to land.
Ooh, wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful. And a great moment of highlighting what that piece of the foundation that tells your money what to do. So
Yes.
that's
Yes.
perfect. I have a question for you, Lisa.
Yes.
Every business owner has a moment where things didn't go as planned. What's a moment in your business that didn't go as expected and forced you to change how you do business and how you operate?
Believe it or not, that's probably been about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. And I was in the midst of either creating or recreating. Like I had moved out here. I'd come to North Carolina from Wisconsin, born and raised. And I'd been here for a little bit, but the business still wasn't growing to the extent that I had assumed that it would. And we were in kind of in this mix of AI, and I had people telling me, you need to do it this way. You need to stay with just working with people that are spiritual entrepreneurs. And I mean, everybody had an idea on what Lisa should do. And I had been listening to everybody, right? But it wasn't working. I felt like people, although they were well-meaning, they had me in this box, and I was tired of being in the box. So I decided I'm building my own box, just like the reason why I built this business in the first place. I created my own space for people that needed to know how to actually build a successful business based on 30 years of corporate sales, marketing, and customer service leadership that I had under my belt. And when I decided to finally just be who I am at my core, unapologetically and openly, that's when things completely shifted.
I love that. And what do you do now differently because of that shift?
I trust my gut a lot more. And really, what I do differently is I have this confidence. I talk sometimes about building confidence with yourself. Because if you don't have that confidence that and belief in yourself, and it goes beyond just imposter syndrome, it's knowing that you know that you know this, you really matter, and what you're offering to the world is amazing. And once I built that confidence within myself, now everything that I do now, when I speak about things, when I write posts, when I write articles, when I do, appearances like this, it flows, it glows, it I emit it, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I listen, I'm a Gen X guru. Like I that's how I'm the Gen X man, like I'm the Gen X Jedi, like AI Jedi, like that's who I am, right? Of course, Star Wars, right? AX, the AI Jedi. Anyway, but that's what I did differently. And when I started doing that differently, then every client I take on, everything that I do now is aligned. And so things flow very so much better. The whole business flows.
And how has that impacted your results?
I have more kind of bespoke, customized boutique kind of clients, and I love it. So that has positively impacted my results. And it also gave me the space and the courage to build my own app that I'm about to launch here within very short time period from the time that this is being recorded. And I'm so excited because it is, I believe, revolutionary in this space. So it is really just given me confidence, and it's given me like the go ahead to like step out of the boat. So my results, I think, have become better just because I now I get to do things I love to do, and I get paid for it. I mean, hey, that's awesome.
I love that. That's really amazing. And Lisa, you mentioned that you have a little gift for our podcast listeners and watchers.
I do. So, I have created this tool called the Business Opportunity Scan, and it's a very quick little kind of quiz. You'll just answer some questions and rate either your current business or the business you're thinking about building. And at the end of it, it'll give you a report based on my build platform, which is a branding and a unique offer, impact, leadership, and durable growth. And so it'll give you that report and give you an idea of what area your business can use AI the most right now to impact it.
Ooh. Oh, and
Yes.
that's what we talked about at the beginning. We have all these tools, and where do we actually deploy them to the most benefit of our business and our customers? So,
Yes.
wow, this is an amazing gift. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
So make sure that you get that. And here's how you're going to do that. We have a community called ProfitConnectors.club. That is Profit Connectors, because you're the one doing the connecting. ProfitConnectors.club, that's the website address. If you go to ProfitConnectors.club, you can see Lisa's information, watch this episode again, and have her gift right there. All you have to do is go in. It's totally free. And in addition to getting Lisa's cool stuff, you'll also be able to access all of our other guests and their gifts and their podcasts as well. So it's a really easy way to go in and get this amazing gift from Lisa, and also the other gifts that we have had on previous podcasts. And thank you, Lisa. This has been such a powerful conversation about how to take this juggernaut that, we're either, doing side quests all over the place, or we're, deploying in overwhelming ourselves and not knowing what to do at all. This is such a beautiful, powerful, starting place, so that we can figure out what is that next best step when we're using our AI, and how do we put every our things in that direction. Thank you so much for that gift, and thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Sharon. I really appreciate it.
This has been really fun. So I appreciate you joining us once again for the Profit Connections podcast. Remember to build with clarity and lead with purpose. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website ProfitConnectors.club. That's ProfitConnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.